WNDA New Albany, Louisville. WLUE MS. This is Kentuckiana's News Talk.
Kentuckiana's News Talk.
1570 WNDA. You're listening to The Denise Taylor Show on News Talk 1570, brought to you by the Vales Auto Mall.
We're back, and we have Dr. Steve Hoffman in the office. Get to your core wellness. And it's interesting because, you know, I throw out, and you are welcome to do this also, I ask my listeners to forward me people they would like for me to support who are service orientated, who are into fitness, who might embrace and want to be a part of Wacky Wednesday or We Get To. And she's a Facebook friend, but she's also a mom. Our boys graduated together and we had the graduation party together. Carol White had sent me and said, you know who you need to have on the show? Is Dr. Steve. So I followed up on that, and with our Fitness on Focus Friday, I've invited him into the office and was on his website this morning. And how often do you create and post videos? Because I'm impressed with that you're constantly doing videos and posting. As somebody that would like to do that myself, I haven't gotten into that system to where I'm really good at
that. Yes, and it is. It's exactly that. It's a system. And I try to get something out every week. I don't always get something out every week. Every 2 weeks at the you know, when I'm off in 3 weeks, and if I'm really off. But I try to get something out there every week, yeah.
I'm working on my systems. Yeah. I was just sharing when I came in with Leslie this morning. I've been more like the Tasmanian devil today than I am on most days. So I usually have a disclaimer in the beginning to strap on your seatbelt because I don't know where we're going to go.
Well,
it'll
go.
Be safe. It'll be good. And it'll be fun. And your video was fun this morning. So I was on the website again. Get to your core.com.
Yep, that's it.
Which I was laughing when I saw the get to. I wondered if you get the same thing about your website. See, you do. I was going to ask you about that, and I didn't even need to go any further because you obviously get it a lot.
You're all ghetto, aren't you?
I know. It just is one of those things where I go, seriously? I'm not changing it, but people think that a lot. So anyway, that's funny. Go to getToYourCore.com, and you see these videos and all the information about your services, but you were actually, and I liked the whole breathing and thinking of the wings.
Yes. Yes, that is probably the most innate and inborn thing that we have is the way our rib cage moves up and down. Just like when you breathe in, that thing's meant to expand out 360 degrees all the way around, just like wings that go up. And when you breathe out again, it goes back down. It's literally, it gives you a lift.
Uh-huh.
And that feeling is what we get kind of trained out of through stress, because that brings our breathing real high up into our shoulders. You know how we get uptight in our shoulders when we think about stressful thoughts, or we eat foods that bring stress into our system, or we just have pain or discomfort from our daily living activities that cause stress, that causes our breathing to get up really high, and we don't get that nice, fulfilling, centering, grounding, low breath. And so I think I did a pretty good job of explaining how that works on the video today. So.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
And with the chickweed, too. Let's talk about that since we're talking about the current video that you're going to see as soon as you go to the website. So he's talking to us about the breathing, the importance, actually the visual, mindful part of what that's doing to kind of allow you to I think the lift physically that happens, like with your structure and what's going on, and then that spiritual kind of lift that happens just from breathing too. And until you get still enough to be conscious of breathing and where you're at in it, you don't ever really even understand.
Yeah, you have to stop. And because, you know, the mind just goes zing, zing, zing. And I talk about like it's like a buzz. It's like if you ever, you're in your kitchen, right, and you hear the freezer, or even better yet, you're outside, right, and you're in the summertime when the air compressor for your air conditioner is going, right, and all of a sudden it goes off. And you say, wow, I didn't even realize that buzz was causing me stress.
Right.
It feels so good. Now I can hear birds. Now I can, because the buzz stops. And that's important, I think, to be able to stop your own buzz, because we're always buzzing, worrying about what's going to happen next and worrying about what just happened.
Right.
And we never in that. It's the present moment awareness.
I love that.
And that's what breathing does to you. It brings you into the present moment, and that's the key to everything.
You know? Well, I'm all about awareness and the way that things align too, and what the example that you just gave that caused that, I love that to come out. Yesterday when I was speaking to these youth, and I try to meet the audience where they are, use Shrek and Rango and, you know, animated movies that they've seen, and I was asking them, a lot of them had seen Shrek too, and Fiona's trying to share good news. Right. Have you seen Shrek 2? Yes, do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So she's trying to share this great news that they're going to have a baby, and Shrek can't hear her for the buzz, you know, for that background noise. And that's what I was using to let the kids know that there's a lot of background noise in the world. There's a lot of chatter that's going on in the classroom and the things that they watch on TV in their own head, where they aren't hearing that they're stronger than they feel. They're more blessed than they really are thinking about as far as gratitude and the gifts in their life. And they're always loved more than they can fathom. And so when you use that buzz and how we don't even realize until it stops, and, you know, to allow the more beautiful sound come in.
And it's a lot easier to do when you're in nature. You'll notice when I did the video yesterday, I was at Charlestown Park next to this huge rock, right? And he's standing next to a tree, and that's how I think you can access it, is you get away from the buzz. I mean, it's hard to get away from your mind.
Well, the artificial things too, the walls and the lights. And
so nature is the way.
I noticed a lot of you, so is that something that's happened recently as far as, because a lot of your videos are filmed like outside,
yeah,
right?
Yes. And I do that purposefully because that's where I get my inspiration. I spend a lot of time at parks, and on Charlestown Park, Perrin Park in Jeffersonville, I do my walks there. I'll do a lot of them from the gazebo or from the Walnut Grove. And that's just it's my way of centering myself and getting my inspiration going.
Well, I love it. And I got away from the chickweed again. So I want to ask, was that like spontaneous too that you did that? Or is that something that happens regularly? Was that a Tasmanian devil moment for you to pull up the green chickweed and start eating it?
Well, as I was walking, I noticed, and I was with my son a couple of weeks prior out at Charlestown Park, and I noticed that it was just chickweed was everywhere. And we had a gentleman come to our raw food meetup a few months back, and he did a wild edibles presentation. And so I started learning more and more about foraging and the power of all the foods that are just right there underneath our feet that we walk on or we spray, you know,
right,
like dandelion, you know, go back to chickweed. It's an amazing nutrient-packed green food, you know. So, and it was just right there, and I knew it was there because I knew I was going to use that for the nutrition part of the talk.
So that was part of the plan. But it's a natural lubricant, is what you're saying. It helps with your. Go ahead.
It's green, right? It grows when it's cold, and the omega-3s, which is like most people think of omega-3s as getting fish oil or fish or fatty fish, you know, the good fats, so to speak. But where does that come from originally? It comes from green food, is where the base of the omega-3s come from, because the fish eat the things that eat the things that eat the, like the salmon eats the things that eat the things that eat the things, but at the base of that is the algae and the green kelp and the stuff in the ocean. So all omega-3s are based in green. Grass-fed cattle, for instance, why is there so much more omega-3? Because they're feeding on grass, not fed grain in a factory farm. So,
and we don't go straight to the source.
No. And so
For the most part, we don't.
Right. So full circle is, yes, green is the base for, you know, all of the healthy fats that you put into your body. And that if you don't have all of that green or things that eat green, if you choose to eat animal products, then if you don't have that, then you get too much grain and things that eat grain. And that actually creates a nutritional buzz in your brain. It makes your brain kick out cortisol, the stress hormone. So just by changing your nutritional fatty acids from less grain, more green, you can have less stress in your life. Therefore, you have less tension in your shoulders. So, now I can drop my shoulders and actually get a good fulfilling breath and use my breath as my core, because that's what your breath is. Your breath is your core.
There's so much that we don't realize. We may know, but we're not activating and using the knowledge that we have to benefit or to actually have the personal experience to have the aha, you know, to bring it back into your life. I remember when we first moved here, or maybe a year or two, you know, shortly after, I was sure that I had chronic fatigue or something because I was so tired. And I was like, I'm an athlete and I always have been healthy and I've always felt like exercising and wanted to exercise. And I was so tired and I'd been to the doctors and doctors were saying, well, you know, you're a mother of five and it's the stress and it's the move, and changed my diet, not by their suggestion, just something I decided that there had to be more. And that was before I was doing the get to, see. So.
Right.
There just got to be more out there that I could utilize than what I was, and found I think it was a 12-week program. I started to say 18. It changes so many times. You don't it doesn't really matter if it's 12 or 18 weeks, just to change. It didn't take that long for me to change my nutrition and what I was putting in for something different to come out, for the energy to come out,
right,
for the stress to go away, to come out, just by eating closer to what the natural state, maybe not completely organic, but getting away
right
from the cans and the boxes and utilizing the outer perimeter of the store. What a difference that made in
right
energy. I could not believe the profound difference.
Fresh, and the more raw that you can get, the better as well, because that still maintains the sun's energy that is given to that food, rather than, you know, putting a flame under it and then all of a sudden all of the heat destroying it.
Yeah,
it destroys the electrical energy of the food, so then you have to work harder to pull energy out of that food, where you kind of, it's like kind of silly.
We kill the
energy and then we try and make energy from the food. So, and I'm not 100% raw foodist, but I'm very adamant about helping people understand the importance of getting more raw fruits and vegetables into their diet.
Transitioning, and just,
yes,
even if it's a gradual thing.
Absolutely.
Starting to
even shooting for 51% of your meal. Right.
Or is that being the starting point?
Well, a goal is 51%. Okay. Starting point is, hey, you know, have a salad.
We're going to talk more about getting to our core wellness when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Denise Taylor Show, brought to you by Bales Automall on WNDA News Talk 1570. Back after a break.
You're listening to The Denise Taylor Show on News Talk 1570, brought to you by the Vales Auto Mall.
We're having fun in the studio with our Focus on Fitness Friday today. Dr. Steve Hoffman in, get to your core wellness. And we want to talk about crossed posture, because that's a lot of what you stem from with your teaching. And we also want to mention the group opportunity that's coming up in January. But tell us about crossed posture and why that's so important, that we're aware of it and that we're working, not really with it, but against it.
Right. Well, fundamentally, it is crossed posture syndrome represents basically the pattern that you see with stress. And that means your body curls forward, right? When you're happy, you're open. When you're stressed, you're closed. So stress-induced muscle imbalances. And they follow a very specific pattern. Okay, it is hardwired into our nervous system as a child. You know, this is the best way to describe it, okay? As you're born, you're born in the fetal position, all curled up. Your hips are flexed forward. Your shoulders are all hunched forward. Your head is poked forward. You're just in this little ball. And as you start to develop and you start laying on your belly and you start putting you put your elbow on the floor for the first time, and you think, oh, wow, I really want to go get that rattle over there, because I get that rattle that makes me happy when I get that rattle. So it's all emotionally driven as well. If you take those same children, put them in a non-emotional environment, non-loving environment, and they've done lots of studies like this, not with mostly children, but more animals and things, mm-hmm, they don't develop. So that's a very important point, is that as soon as they get that elbow to the ground, but, oh, mom's over here saying, oh, come to mommy, I love you, baby. And they start pushing away from that elbow and going towards mom. And when they do that, that starts developing the opposite system of that flexed forward system, the extension system, or it's called the phasic system in neurophysiology. And this is all, this whole methodology comes out of Prague. The Eastern Europe is where I learned this. I didn't learn this in chiropractic school. I learned this in my postgraduate training. It's all neurodevelopmental in nature. And when you start, and then you start doing that, you start pushing away from your elbow, and then you get to your hands and you start pushing away from your hands, and all of a sudden you start uprighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
That uprighting system, or that phasic system, is the system that gets shut off whenever our body's under stress. Mental, nutritional, physical, any kind of stress will shut you down. And so you have to have the intention of pushing away from those support points to keep that system in balance. The problem is we develop an amnesia of that system, and we curl back forward again. And the crossed posture, it's maybe a little bit difficult to describe in radio. I do have on the site, when you go to gettoyourcore.com, there's a little 5-minute video that explains exactly what it is. It slides and shows you exactly what it is. But the basics of it is if you can imagine, using the upper crossed posture, if your shoulders curl forward in the front, you have a tightness in your chest muscles. Okay, and when you have a tightness in your chest muscles, you also get a tightness in the the muscles in the base of your neck. So you have a, so there's a cross. There's a, from the base of your neck to your chest, it goes across your body. Okay, that's a cross of tightness. And then at the same time when that happens, there's also a cross of weakness because the muscles in the back that pull your shoulder blades down go weak. And the muscles that pull your, the deep neck flexor muscles that pull your neck back and upright, they go weak. And there's a cross of weakness, crossed posture syndrome. This was coined by the upper cross and lower cross syndrome was coined by Dr. Vladimir Janda, who, Janda, J-A-N-D-A, from the Czech Republic. About he died about 4 or 5 years ago, and I had the honor of working with him in person when he came to the States. And so it's really amazing. And all the base, all of the new technologies in human performance are based upon his ideas of muscle imbalances and crossed posture syndrome. So,
so how do you begin to offset or get away from the cross, just from not crossing?
From not crossing.
Not crossing arms, and that's, not crossing and legs. Well, is that what it is or no?
No, crossed posture, how do you get away from it is you have to relax and release the muscles that tend towards tightness and awaken the muscles that tend towards weakness. And that comes through the intention of pushing away from support points just like a baby. So, for instance, if you're sitting in a chair and you're in a slump, right? You let your your back goes into a C slump and you've slumped forward. If you just find, okay, let's find your support points. I'm sitting. So our support points are our sit bones, or our butt mm-hmm. bones, right?
Because, right.
So the first piece of the puzzle is finding your support points. And that's what that's getting grounded. Okay, where's my support? Okay, there. And just by finding your support points automatically, things start correcting.
Right.
So that's the first tip, is you find your support points. And then you just have the simple intention of pushing away from them, and cross posture syndrome naturally reverses. It's just like, it's an automatic inborn.
Right.
It's a reflex. Reflex is the word, but it's a natural
response.
It's a natural response through your nervous system from the intention of pushing away from support points. And your first support points is when you're laying on your back, like in baby back. And that's what, like on the site, the free video series that you get when you go to the site and sign up for it all and all that is 7 fundamental exercises that you go through that are designed specifically to reverse cross posture syndrome. And those are the same exercises that I put in my office a few years back. And we made a circuit, like a curves type of a circuit, but there were specific exercises designed to get you grounded into reverse cross posture syndrome and the pain that comes along with it. Because whenever your body's in that system, it's a defense system. Your joints are overloaded. Your muscles develop trigger points. It causes pain. And when you correct the muscle imbalances and you correct cross posture, all the pain goes away. It just like vanishes.
Right. And it's such a simple.
Simple.
However, in reality, we have skeptics that think that it can't be that simple. And until they actually give it a chance, which is what I'm constantly telling my family, because I can bring home information and they think, what does she know?
Yeah.
And then at some point, they get to try it, not by patronizing me. At some point, something happens where they try it. And then
saw an infomercial.
And,
and that usually...
The example I'm thinking of right now, it happens with the get-to. I mean, you can imagine living with the get-to lady. They're just like, what?
Right.
And then they eventually probably did want to patronize me and do it. And so it started working, even if they didn't want to honor or verbally give credit to it and say that it did. They know it did. Well, my husband, I'd been telling about aloe for ages that he just needed to drink. He was doing these acid reducers every day. And I was like, you need to drink the aloe that I have in there. And I told my daughter with some stomach issues that she was having, I said, I'm no doctor. I don't know, but it couldn't hurt. You should really try. I've heard the testimonies. I know the difference it's made. She still isn't at the place where she's tried it, but she may now, because not just mom is saying it. Dad, without telling me, started drinking it, and then last week let me know that he hadn't needed an acid reducer.
Nice.
And his hips hadn't been bothering him, which they goes, I think those acid reducers were doing something with my joints or my hips. He said that hip, pain's gone away. I'm not needing the acid reducer, all from this 1 ounce of aloe.
Yes.
I'm going, hello, don't be so skeptic and hurt yourself. Go to the website, get to your core. See what this 7-step process is. And before you think it's too simple to actually be a component to you feeling better, give it a shot. And now let's talk about the group in January.
Thank you. In January 12th, and this is on the, if you go to gettoyourcore.com, it's on the tab up on top that says group coaching. If you just click on that, and there's information on what's going to be covered and the sign up and all that stuff is there. Okay. But basically we take 1 hour and talk about each of the three components of core wellness, of the Core Wellness Institute. That's what our physical location is. And we take 1 hour and talk about the nutritional, how to reduce nutritional stress, and we actually will feed you. we show you how we can make raw food taste really good, mm-hmm. and plants and vegetables.
There you go.
Plants and fruits and vegetables can taste really good and be satisfying. And we take an hour and talk about your thoughts and the power of your brain and how you can really rewire and reprogram your brain so you don't keep falling off the wagon. Because if just because you believe something, whatever, your brain will continue to do that if you believe it.
It's so easy to fall back into an old cycle too. So start working on that.
There's deep patterns in there, yeah. But you can reprogram your brain for successful,
absolutely.
Healthy change. And then the last part is the physical piece where we go through and give you exercises that you can do on the spot, and the promise is that you'll feel have less pain and more energy when you leave. And that's what it's called. It's the Core Wellness Institute, less pain, more energy, Core Wellness Intensive.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Dr. Steve, in the studio today. Listen, listeners, it's Focus on Fitness Friday. Let's not wait for the new year in 2013 to actually be doing something more proactive. Don't wait for a reactive state to do something. Join me in creating your best life today. Let's go out there and share the wealth of inspiration and new knowledge that we've gained in this hour today. And we'll be back on Monday. The Denise Taylor Show, brought to you by Bales Auto Mall in Jeff, serving us for 60 years. Go down there and check them out. You've been listening to News Talk 1570 WNDA.